This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. So there's, you know, times you want to have feel-good stories. I tell you guys the stories about the cadaver dogs that they got to take them to therapy because if they continue to find nothing but bodies, they get depressed and they're no good. So every now and then, systematically, they let them find a live body. And the dogs are so overjoyed that they find somebody alive that they're like, whoa, I should say these are rescue dogs, not cadaver dogs. Cadaver dogs actually do look for dead bodies. I'll figure it out here eventually. We always do. Anyway, hey, by the way, let me give out the numbers. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the program. So these dogs have to find somebody in order to feel good. And we have to have a story every now and then that makes us feel good. And I will tell you, over the past 8 years of doing my radio show and just having to deliver bad news, Barack Obama gets reelected, Hillary Clinton almost went. I mean, all the things that have just put the fear of God in you, right? It's so good to be able to be on the other side of it now. To be pushing out messaging that has the left, you know, wondering what's going on. Like, I've commented recently that Black Lives Matter, where are they? Where you at, black folks? You know, they were raising all heck while Barack Obama was president, and now they've practically gone underground. The terrorist organization is nowhere to be seen. Cops are still shooting black folks. I'm not saying they do it erroneously, but I'm saying it didn't matter if the cops were right for shooting black folks. Black Lives Matter was protesting all the time. Where are they? What happened to all the vagina-head women that were out there protesting? Where are they now? Back home with their husbands, you know, trying to figure out how much money they can bilk them out of or when to slip the arsenic in their coffee? Who knows with these leftists? That's why they make shows like Snapped. So, periodically, we got to find something good to talk about. But the good news for us is, in the old days, I'd have to go look for a story. I'd have to go find a body, somebody alive. So, when I sent us all out on the mission, we go, oh, he's alive! Like those survival dogs, or whatever they call them. Rescue dogs. But now, we've got a lot of good news. And it's only going to get better. The economy is going to get better. More jobs, more opportunity, more amazing technology. We were showing the technology of night vision. Have you seen these new night vision goggles? These new night vision goggles let you see like daytime. I'm in color. I'll talk more about it later. But we've got a feel-good story. And I want to play the clip because I think that it pretty much sums it up. And what it proves is never discount your kids, or don't discount that a solution can't be found for you when life gives you lemons. You know, the old saying is when life gives you lemons, you squirt them in the eye of your enemy.
All right, rent, money, bills, not things a nine-year-old should ever have to be worried about, but one local girl couldn't help but worry when she and her mom were facing eviction from their home of 3 years.
That's when she decided to write a special letter and, with the help of her grandmother, send it to the Fox 5 Surprise Squad.
Hi, I am Ariel, and I am 9 years old. My mom is trying so hard to make ends meet. I don't want my mom to be under so much pressure.
When residents did not pay the rent, we need to do eviction. We are working with them, try to give them extra chance. It's a friendly family.
I want her to know someone is there for us.
The letter from 9-year-old Ariel brought me to tears. Her mind right now is on her mom and how are they going to make rent. No 9-year-old should ever, ever have to worry about something like that.
Please help us with the rent so my mom can focus. focus on getting better.
Hi, I'm Stephanie J with the Fox 5 Surprise Squad. We came today, we got your granddaughter Ariel's letter, and we're here to tell you that we're going to be able to help them out today.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy. She'll be shocked.
You ready to get started?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hi, Ariel. We got a letter from Ariel. So because of your daughter, we are here today. Not only are we going to pay this month's rent that is due, but we're also going to take care of next month's rent for you so you can get back on your feet again.
Were you crying? Come on, admit it. It's okay. Admit it. It's okay, dudes. I saw that. I'll be honest with you. I was a little tear. I was like, oh, how sweet. First of all, her 9-year-old daughter takes the initiative to do this. And then people respond. By the way, we have a project like this at TeaPartyCommunity.com. We call it Random Acts of Kindness. And I want to put a little bit more formality around it, where we not only help people in the community who are struggling, poor people that, you know, don't know what the Tea Party is all about, but we also make it available to people who are part of our community. We want to be able to help them as well. Personally, I think Trump's election is going to unleash the giving spirit that exists within America. It's our nature to do this. And I am so proud to be a member of the Tea Party community. I'm the founder of that organization, the co-founder, I should say. And we started this thing. It's a social media site like Facebook, but it's bigger than that. It's MoveOn.org for conservatives, where we address the issues that we run into as conservatives, the lies that are told about us. How many lies were told about Trump? How many of you were influenced by those lies? Be honest. How many lies are told about us as conservatives? I mean, it is finally time that we as conservatives push a message out, start doing things that make people take notice. And when I say push a message out, I'm saying not go around bragging about everything that we do necessarily, even though we are going to do some of that, but letting our actions speak for what we believe in as conservatives. I'm so sick of the left telling people who we are when they know nothing about us, and I bet you are too. So I'm asking you, join TeaPartyCommunity.com. The site's being revamped, and you have no idea what's about to come, folks. It's hot. So do that. Anyway, lots to talk about today. I'm always happy that you join, but I wanted to start off with something that's a feel-good story, because we need these from time to time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but Beck's team did sue Tommy Lahren, and they countersued her, I should say. She was on ABC the other night. I didn't see it, but they said she was pleading, let me move on, let me move on. 24-year-old girl. Beck hired her, gave her a chance, gave her, essentially made her career, because she came out of nowhere. She was making YouTube videos, and I get it. People saw a pretty little blonde and went, you know what? Let's see what we can do with her. It's the Fox model, pardon the pun. But yeah, so they brought her in, and she was a nightmare. As an employee, they said she didn't want to work with the makeup person. Said she would own the network at some point. Difficult to work with. Said her show was borderline profane at some point. I never watched her show. She invited me to go on one time, and Fox wouldn't let me go on. And I talked about the clips that came when she did a guy, what's his name? Trevor Noah or something like that, the late night guy that took over for Jon Stewart. One of my friends sent me a note saying that They watched the clip and just said it was horrible. She's not nearly as hard hitting as she claims to be, and et cetera. And I said at the time, there's a lot of pressure put on this very young girl to represent conservatism, and she's not prepared. I'll be honest, it took me a long time, and I'm not trying to make it sound like, well, if it took me a long time, it's going to take her 10 times long. No, it isn't that. It's that, as staunchly conservative as I am, it took a long time for me to solidify those views to the point where I can tell you right now, if I go on Bill Maher, I'll be the same as if I go on Trevor Noah, as if I went on The View, as if I went on whatever. That's the compliment that I get from you guys a lot is, Kevin, you're consistent. Yeah, it took a while to get to that. I trained my kids to be consistent in the sense that, at an earlier age, because I don't want them to second guess themselves, you know, in their 30s, even in their 20s. I want them to feel like everything that they're at their core, they know who they are. I saw Tommy Lahren for the first time in a video, and I thought, wow, spectacular commentary. And then the very next time I think I saw her, she was like at the Blaze. And I was like, wow, how do you make that leap from being a video? That's like being a karaoke singer, and the next thing you know, you're playing Carnegie Hall. Maybe that's a little bit too much, but you get the point. And so I keep coming back to this because I did a segment on it at the time when Tommy sued Glenn, and I said, you know, be careful who you idolize in this movement. I tell you guys all the time, I don't want fans. I want friends. We are friends. And the fact that you appreciate my work because I'm more out there or however you want to determine it, I'm flattered beyond belief. But you've heard me talk much of the time about your opinions are valuable. They will help craft other people's. And what we do is, as the saying goes, steel sharpens steel. And I don't believe that Tommy Lahren had that happen. Oh, one other thing that she did that I forgot to mention. She let it slip how much her wardrobe budget was. And you know what? That can be significant. Wardrobe budgets can be thousands of dollars a month. I mean, because you're on every day, you wear out your clothes. You're on 5 days a week. So I'll put it to you this way. If I were on 5 days a week, I would need at least five good suits. And a good suit, and I'm not going to get into anybody's business, but I remember when a good suit was like $150, but you got a good suit. Stop paying $39.95 for them. But no, a good suit for me is, you know, $750 to $1,000. It has to travel well. It can't wrinkle all the time, et cetera. And you add ties and a nice shirt and all that to it, man. And you're $1,500 easy in the stuff. So, and I'm talking about one suit per day. Now, let's say that they say once a quarter, so they give her a budget of $1,000 a day for a wardrobe. You can see it. A wardrobe budget can be pretty substantial. Now, I don't know what they are. I've never had one. But I'm telling you, don't think that it was like chump change. Like, oh, here's $500. Go buy yourself some outfits and be ready to go. It isn't like that. I bet you wouldn't even want to know Megyn Kelly or Sean or, you know, Hannity or some of those, the wardrobe budgets. I bet it's a solid five figures a month. You know, 10, 20, 30 grand. And you better know you're going to spend it. Don't think, oh, woo, so I'm going to do you. No, because you can't wear a $200 suit. Not on TV. People are like, that's a $200 suit. So anyway, she let the cat out of the bag on that, and that was one of her breach of contract. Look, I don't know where this is going to end up. My only lesson to people is just be careful. Your opinions mean something. And, you know, there is something to be said about the age factor of putting a lot of faith in a 24-year-old girl who's trying to figure things out. Now, that all this being said, I wish Tommy Lahren nothing but success. There are a lot of good people that I think could do very good work and are doing very good work, and I believe I'm one of them. I really do. And I only have a few years to make this happen. I can't keep the pretty, you know, I'm starting to crack. I know black don't crack, but it can only go so long. But I do know that I'm honed in my conservatism to the degree that you don't have to question it. You know, I'm nothing but consistent in conservatism, even when it bites me in the butt. And it does occasionally, Because we all make mistakes. Sometimes you misinterpret things and things just don't happen the way you want it to. Anyway, we're going to shift gears because I want to talk about these Chicago Black Lives Matter people that got arrested. Well, one of them was a Black Lives Matter guy. Here's the story. Two suburban Chicago men and Black Lives Matter supporters were arrested by the FBI on Wednesday for conspiring to support ISIS after a 19-month investigation showed they plotted to send a recruit and cell phone detonators to the terrorist organization. Now, I don't need to tell you these are brothers. I'm talking about not brothers, but brothers, you know, black folk. So they arrested Edward Schimenti and Joseph Jones, both 35, 5 a.m., lengthy undercover investigation. They said led Jones and Schimenti to believe they had gained access to an ISIS network designed to smuggle new recruits into Syria. The men allegedly helped the cooperator obtain cell phones meant to be used as detonators, introduce them to an undercover fed they believed could get them overseas, etc. This is, again, homegrown terrorist, BLM, and I remember, like it was yesterday, talking to Elizabeth Hasselbeck on one morning. I was in, I think I was in Ferguson, and I said, BLM is a terrorist organization, and it wasn't because they were sending, detonators over. It was because they were terrorizing different parts of the country, and it was destined to grow. I can't tell you the number of times I get sickened by this. Young black kids that will not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. They will not stand for the national anthem at ball games. They say they don't love this country. I'd like to round them up and send them away and replace them with one of those banditos in Mexico that wants to get over here for the freedom, not for the welfare.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and
viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you are with me, that you're hanging in with the program. As I mentioned, and I'm going to be doing this for quite a while until we figure out where we are in the markets, but if you get a chance, give us a call, 844-551-8255. We would love to hear from you where you're hearing the show, what time it's on, what market you're in. Hi, I'm Kev. I'm not Kev. I'm Susan, and I'm from Oregon. We get you at KYKN or whatever you're on at this time, whatever you want to tell us. Because believe it or not, we don't ask like, hey, radio guys, because we're with Genesis Communications Network now, tell us what stations we're on. I guess they don't do that. Maybe we should just ask. But we don't ask. Because honestly, I don't care in the sense that I do care. I'm not going to lie and say that, because we want to know what markets we're in, because I may be speaking there or something like that, or we can arrange something. We did this with KYKN, Salem, Gator put it together. It was a big success. I got to meet a lot of friends in Oregon. We had a great time, great place we went to eat. We did 2 venues out there, and it was spectacular. So there's a potential to do that, to meet you guys, and I'd love to. So if you let me know what stations we're on, we may be able to get something like that set up. But then the other thing is just, we're going to be building our advertisers, and we want to know, you know, where we can say, yeah, we're reaching this market, that market, things like that. And I don't ask. Honestly, I'm too busy. Once I'm done doing this show, my brain is like mush for 30 minutes. My little boy gets home from school, and then he's like, dad, 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 dad. He sounds like a machine gun. And he mows me down with dad, right? So I'm exhausted when this kid gets my brain. Literally, I don't want to talk. I don't want to think. But do you think my day is over? Shoot. Take a couple hours. I spend it with him. We walk the dog. We go pooper scoop. We do a bunch of other things together. Hang out. Then I got to go back to work. I mean, I may be doing a hit on TV. Who knows? You know, you never know what I'm going to be doing. And then, of course, we've got multiple companies that we're doing. We've got a movie coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check it out. We've launched the social media site. Did you hear what Facebook? Facebook filming people, you know, committing heinous crimes. I mean, there were some other things Facebook is doing that's considered controversial right now with data. Did you know they tried to influence the elections in France? Facebook took down 25,000 groups who were associated with Le Pen, who's the person running Le Pen. Yeah, Le Pen. Running for essentially the conservative in France. Facebook shut down her social media people. the same way they're doing here in America to us. Now, how sorry is that? How that is Zuckerberg. He can play dumb. I didn't know my team did that. We're going to look into that. Same way he looked into conservatives being targeted on Facebook, right? So they're influencing elections. That's how powerful the guy's gotten. Let me ask you this. Are you sure Donald Trump's going to win in 2020? Are you sure? You think that we're going to have freedom of speech, freedom to move about the country? The only thing that could happen is if Donald Trump did something to Facebook. To say to Zuckerberg, you're influencing elections, we're shutting you down. I'd love to see something like that, personally. I mean, not just because selfishly we've got TeaPartyCommunity.com, but Donald, if you're listening, you could. But no, because this guy's got way too much power. When you can start influencing what's happening in other countries from a cultural point of view, you can change the politics of that country. You can change what they see, what they hear, you name it, because you are the major news outlet, if you will, now in the country. No wonder China bans Facebook. It's horrible. And we've let them get away with it. What else we got to talk about? We got a ton today, seriously. I talked a little bit earlier about refugees. Should we go into that, or do you want to do H-1B-1 visas? I think we should do that at the same time, because I don't want to get things mixed up. Yeah, let's cover that in the same segment. Let's do this. Let's shift gears. So here's what we shift gears to. That book we talked about the other day, what was it called, Shellacking? No. By Hillary Clinton. It was her woes. Hillary's woes. Shattered, right? Shattered? Okay, Shattered. So, when we were writing about this, one of my writers, it was titled New Book Reveals Obama Created Email Paranoia for Hillary Clinton in 2008. You heard me right. In 2008. So Hillary's email woes blame the black man. That's what this new book seems to be doing when it comes to Hillary's email server woes. Now you're going, Kevin, how can she blame Obama for that? Well, I'm about to tell you. Hold your horses. Yeah. So here's what happened. After getting her big fish belly white buttocks kicked rather firmly for the first time, Hillary Clinton suspected that insiders had sold her out for Mr. Dreamy, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I call him baby black Jesus, but you call him what you want. Loser. So anyway, Hillary gets it. And you got to remember the backdrop of this. Hillary, she was the queen, man. If you think Hillary Clinton was coronated pre-Trump to be president in 2016, you likely don't remember the run-up to 2008. The left ordained Hillary Clinton a foregone conclusion, and then came Mr. Exotic. Don't call me Barry. Don't call me Satoru. No, call me Barack Obama. And he threw Hussein in there just to make us mad, didn't he? Barack Obama. And it wasn't long before Crooked Hillary knew that the writing was on the wall. That an even less prepared, an even less smart, less worldly, actually worthless ingenue had usurped her, passed her, left her in the dust. And I'm telling you, I talked to people that said Hillary Clinton staffers were afraid at one point. It became so vitriolic that they were shutting down their campaign offices. When it was time for Barack Obama, black people turned on Hillary Clinton, and I'm talking they went totally jungle. They went thuggish on him. I know a dude who said, man, they threatened to burn down our campaign headquarters with us in it, and they told us, don't be here tonight. And that group took them serious, too. They certainly did. Anyway, I want to go into this story because there's this from the Daily Caller. They said Hillary went off the deep end when she lost to Obama because she felt like people on the inside were messing with her. And here's what they write. Hillary Clinton's sneaky email server practices began earlier than previously believed, according to a damning new book about the two-time presidential candidate. And Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. I love that title, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Who would have put that title there a year ago? A doomed campaign. If there were any doomed campaigns, it would have been, there's no Republican that could beat her. I hate to rehash, but it amazes me now in retrospect how people are, oh, it was doomed. It was not going to, there was no way she could have won. Anyway, authors Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes write it that in 2008, after losing the Democratic nomination to Obama, then New York Senator Clinton instructed a trusted aide to access the campaign server and download the email messages sent and received by top staffers. I don't even know if that's legal, but she did it. The purpose of the project, they say, was to expose staffers who Clinton believed were disloyal to her during the campaign. That's what the Wall Street Journal wrote about it. They interviewed over 100 sources for this book. The spy campaign shows that Clinton, quote, possesses an almost Nixonian paranoia about treachery, and second, that her use of the private email server at the State Department was never the naive mistake she pretended it was. In fact, she didn't want anyone reading her emails the way she was reading those of her 2008 staffers. So even then, Hillary Clinton felt it was in her right to spy on her staffers, violate the privacy rights of others. Interestingly, the people Clinton couldn't trust were not members of the vast right-wing conspiracy, but instead the people who smiled in her face and then promptly backstabbed her. She ran again in 2016, as you guys know. This time they were assured nothing will stand in her way, and ironically, Clinton forgot two things. First, the people who hated her then still hated her now. I told people, they were whispering, there were campaigns, whisper campaigns, etc., about Hillary Clinton going on. But anyway, the second is the American people revolted against her, Obama, and leftism in general. So Shattered is really about Hillary's shattered dreams. Her shattered singular dream to make history as America's first woman president and what she was willing to do in order to make that happen. This is what they wrote about it. Shattered details of dysfunction that gripped the Clinton campaign. Her top campaign officials broke into competing factions, and they failed to take Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump seriously.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A controversial vote by a local university. The UC Davis Senate decides not to display the American flag during meetings.
This bill is about politics. This bill is about pushing politics on others, and that's why we chose to it.
What other students and alumni think about the decision.
Tonight, a fight for the American flag. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Sherman Roget.
And I'm Tony Lopez. The UC Davis Student Senate will no longer fly the American flag in meetings. The decision was made during a meeting last night. CBS 13's Lamore Abrams is at the university getting answers on what sparked this controversial new vote. Lamore.
Well, it's not an outright ban on the American flag, but the decision makes it voluntary to fly the flag in student Senate meetings, and it's sparking outrage on campus.
The American flag, our country's symbol of freedom. But to some at UC Davis, it's a symbol too controversial to fly.
We don't have to have this show and demonstration of patriotism everywhere in our society.
Itamar Waxman is a student and student senate board member. Born in Israel, Waxman was recently naturalized, but he believes the American flag doesn't need to be in view at all times. So he passed a student senate law not to display the flag in senate meetings, stating in his bill, the concept of the United States of America and patriotism is different for every individual.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I heard this story and I was livid. I was livid. Some Israeli kid, he's a naturalized citizen of the United States recently. And the minute it happens, he doesn't want to fly the flag. How does that happen? Somebody explain to me, is that a conservative thing or is that a leftist thing? Because I'm going to tell you something. If I went to a country, let's just use Israel, and I wanted so badly to be a part of that, their culture, and I wanted to become a citizen, I can guarantee you I would not want to get rid of the symbol of their country. I would not mind that it was everywhere. What? Who are we? This is the I gotta tell you, there are things that make me chuckle a bit, and there are things that just outrage me. This was one that outraged me. And I can only imagine that it outrages you too. I could even see it if he weren't a citizen and he was upset because he's like, you know, I'm a student going to school here and I got on the Senate and I just feel like it's a, you know, I wouldn't give him a pass, but I could at least see it. A person who matriculates, becomes a citizen of this country, and the first thing he does is he fights the symbol of freedom. God. I'm almost speechless. But it's not one of those speechless, like, I don't know what to say. It's one of those where I'm so mad that if he were near me, I might hurt him. I can't imagine doing that. And we're talking about another college, university, whatever you want to call it, and he's talking about free speech, right? They want nothing that has tradition, nothing. And I ask you, why is it, I see young black kids don't put their hands over their heart. I was at one of the baseball games. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't opening day. I thought it was for a second. But I was at one of the Cards games, and they played the national anthem. I told this story a couple times. Black chick, she sits down. She's not even, and a dude, a white guy goes, you know, something like, won't even stand for the national anthem. And she's like, I won't. And she talked smack. She knew what she was doing. It wasn't like, I'm dealing with my kids. I'm not paying attention. I've seen that. But just blatant, I'm not standing. I don't believe in this country. I would love to kick every one of those suckers out of the country. That would be your sign to me. You don't want to be here. Show of patriotism everywhere. It's so horrible. They fly the flag. It's on buildings. It's people wear it. It's at car dealerships. I mean, that stupid flag that represents the only reason that Israel remains free. Naturalized citizen. Anyway, there's a second clip of this. I'm going to play it.
The flag to a lot of people represents capitalism and colonialism and the genocide of indigenous peoples. And this is why we and many people on the Senate feel this way. Like, we don't want the flag in ASUCD meetings.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was some butch looking white chick who, you know, 21, 22 years old. And she says she's going to tell us what the flag represents. And she says it's capitalism. It's colonialism. What's wrong with capitalism, first of all? I would say, do you shop? Where do your parents work? Do they work? Who employs them? What do you think capitalism is? These kids, they don't even know. Every time somebody wants to talk about capitalism, I'm mad right now. I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying to stay calm. Because you know what? Capitalism runs the world. It is the only system of government that works. The only one. I mean, I'm glad we have a republic, but capitalism requires people to deal with each other, and to deal with each other, quite frankly, in a very, you know, friendly way. The doctor has to be as respectful to the mason or to the cobbler or to the blacksmith as he does to the lawyer. You can talk smack, you know, to the dude that, you know, I mean, I'm just going back to the frontier days. I mean, the guy that cleans your horse's stall, if you have him, you appreciate him. He's there every day. The doctor only shows up periodically. You're happy because you need him. But, man, you better hope that dude that's shoveling your horse's manure shows up to work. Capitalism. How do we let kids think of capitalism as a bad thing? I want to just go to bat and say capitalism is, you know, cool. I want to start marketing and talking about, when you talk about capitalism, I want to get you in the octagon. What do you mean? What's wrong with capitalism? I tell you what, where do you live? I live in an apartment. Okay, that guy's a capitalist. Whoever owns that building is a capitalist. Get out. Go to a tent city. What are you drinking? What are you eating? Unless you're growing your own vegetables and you live in a commune, you better shut up about capitalism. I'm sick of hearing these people. Did you hear it in my voice? It's starting to rise. So I can tell when I'm mad. Oh, I can. You can too. You can too. Then she says colonialism. We're colonializing. Let me tell you something. We don't force anybody anywhere in the world today to be like us. In fact, there is no bit where in the world like us. Even places where we occupy, they're not like us. They can't become like us. The only way to become like us is to be here. That's it. You can't understand the American way of life until you're here. People can tell you about it. You can theorize, but you don't understand. I'm telling you right now, you don't. I could tell you about oppressive China or Russia or Cuba and places like that, and you will have a very good idea about it. The American spirit, how we feel, you can't conceptualize. I'm talking about the other way around. If you only know what Cuba is about or Russia or Japan or whatever, you don't know what we're about. You can't possibly know. But I love her third point, this crazy dykey-looking girl. Genocide of indigenous people. That's what she accuses us of. How many places can we point at where they've killed millions of their own people and they talk about us committing genocide, America? These are their talking points. They hear this crap from some stupid professor and they go, well, my professor said, and that's it, man. They're off and running. They're off to the races. Genocide of indigenous people. Who have we killed? The only people when we kill is when we go to war. We're not going places and to get committing mass murder. We're stopping it. Assad just gassed his people. Look, I know there's a debate. Oh, did he really? Theoretically, he did. Saddam Hussein's killed thousands of people. Assad's killed dictators kill people. That's what they do. They intimidate. As much as we may not like a president, we've never had a dictator. The closest thing we've had to it is Barack Obama. The left doesn't want to admit that, but it's true. And had we let a couple more election cycles go, this is what we'd be dealing with. But let me ask you, we got a more serious issue. We've got kids like this girl and this Israeli dude who's now an American citizen who have voices of dissent that don't need to be here. When you hear that kind of talk, we have to come at them so hard, they are afraid to say it. I can't even imagine. If I were at that college, I would be in their faces so hard. I'm telling you, they would be afraid. They would say, ooh, don't bring up politics around that guy. Not liberal politics. They got to be made to pay for their stupidity.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.